Welcome to Rapidly Rotating Records, an hour of toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s with yours truly, Glenn Robison. We've got dance bands, hot bands, sweet bands, show tunes, novelty tunes, blues, jazz, and more on everything from Aeolian to Xenophone and by everyone from Aronson to Zerky. On this evening's show, we'll answer some musical questions, check the lost and found, and celebrate the birthdays of Clarence Williams and Vernon Duke. Last week, on October 11th in 1936, Professor Quiz aired for the first time. It was the first nationwide radio quiz show and was on the air until 1948. Professor Quiz was Dr. Craig Earle, and if guests were able to stump the professor with their questions, they won $25. The show's announcers were Robert Trout and Arthur Godfrey, and sponsors included Kelvinator Refrigerators, Teal Shampoo, and Velvet Pipe Tobacco. So here to commemorate Professor Quiz are some musical questions, beginning with King Oliver's Jazz Band.
Telling you, am I blue? No. Now you would be too, if each plan with your gal done fell through. Was a time I was her only one, but now I'm the sad and lonely one. Lordy, was I gay till today? Now she's gone and we're through. Am I blue?
Its tears, it binds you, it blinds.
America's sweetheart of song, Ruth Etting, and the musical question, Love is Like That, What Can You Do?, from January 13, 1931. Ruth Etting was preceded by Ben Selvin and his orchestra with Smith Ballou crooning on Am I Blue, written by Harry Axt and Grant Clark from On With the Show. That was recorded on July 5, 1929. We began with King Oliver's Jazz Band from an OK 78 recorded June 23, 1923, asking Where Did You Stay Last Night? Some musical questions to commemorate the debut on October 11, 1936 of the radio program Professor Quiz. I'm Professor Glenn Robison, and the name of the show is Rapidly Rotating Records, toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s. Last week, on October 9th in 1943, Land of the Lost, that wonderful kingdom at the bottom of the sea, made its debut on ABC Radio. The children's adventure fantasy serial took place underwater, where main characters Isabel and Jimmy were guided by a red fish named Red Lantern. Red Lantern was first played by Junius Matthews and later by Art Carney. Land of the Lost was on the air until 1948. So here to commemorate Land of the Lost are some rapidly rotating records about being lost, beginning with the original Dixieland Jazz Band.
not the day that I found you. You brought a different world in view and a feeling that is new. Lost and found, lost the moments that seem oh so long. Ah, but how my heart could sing a song since the day you came along. Gone is the dark, stormy weather that was clouding my dreams of love. Now life is light as a feather, all because of you and your love. Now I find what I thought I lost was all my gain. A rainbow bounced out in face of rain. Lost my heart when I found you. Ah, that ain't no lie.
Thomas Fats Waller and his rhythm, March 11th, 1938, and Lost and Found, written by Pinky Tomlin. Fats was preceded by Joe Hames and his orchestra from October 9th, 1934, and Lost Motion, co-written by Joe Hames. We began with the original Dixieland Jazz Band, January 10th, 1920, and I've Lost My Heart in Dixieland, written the previous year by Irving Berlin. Some lost songs to commemorate the debut of Land of the Lost on ABC Radio. We love to get email, so if you have a request for a particular song or artist, or a comment about the show, you can send them by email to glenn@rapidlyrotatingrecords.com, or you can send good old-fashioned cards or letters to Post Office Box 145, Claremont, California, 91711. That's glenn@rapidlyrotatingrecords.com or P.O. Box 145, Claremont, California, 91711. Well, we just had a segment about being lost, so it's only fitting that we should have a set of songs about being found. Here's Tal Henry and his North Carolinians.
Thank you. I have missed the kind of seeing you, and I miss you night and day too. Hurry back, hurry now, everything is all fixed and how, and baby, don't leave me no more.
Thank you. in a lane neath the stars. We found romance while the whole world was ours. I was alone till I met you, then I knew that you were the one to make my dreams come true. Oh, there'll be no blue notes in our little symphony, but we'll take all the blue notes and change them to new notes. Summer above, we can always recall that night we found romance.
And his orchestra, March 6, 1934, with Walter Fuller providing the vocal on We Found Romance. Before We Found Romance, it was Isham Jones and his orchestra with an Isham Jones composition, I Only Found You for Somebody Else. The vocalist on that August 17, 1932 recording was Charles French. We started off with Tal Henry and his North Carolinians and Found My Gal. Violinist Tal Henry directed his territory band, and the vocalist was Harold Madsen. I'm Glenn Robison, and the show is Rapidly Rotating Records, heard Sunday evenings at 6 on KISL 88.7 Avalon, streaming online at KISL.org, and available on demand anytime at all online at RadioFreeWorld.com. Last week, October 8th, marked the birth in 1898 outside of New Orleans, Louisiana, of Clarence Williams. At age 12, he left home and joined Billy Kersan's minstrel show as a singer, but soon became the troupe's master of ceremonies. Around 1915, Williams and Armand Perron started a publishing company in New Orleans and put together a vaudeville act with Perron on the violin and Williams playing piano and singing. In 1916, Williams wrote Brown Skin, Who Ya For, which was recorded by Columbia and for which he received $1,600. In 1921, he married blues singer Eva Taylor, and they collaborated both in writing and performing. In 1923, Williams moved to New York, where until 1928 he was artist and repertoire director for OK, developing new talent and recording prolifically with his own groups and as accompanist for blues singers, including Bessie Smith. Between 1923 and 37, he recorded over 300 sides under his own name, and his compositions include Royal Garden Blues, Tain't Nobody's Business If I Do, and Organ Grinder Blues. Clarence Williams died in New York on November 6, 1965. Here's Clarence Williams. Thank you.
the whiskey ought to hear that gentleman punch up. No bump, there punch, sure pump, come down. Is that cushion foot gone? Hear that gentleman punch up. No bump, why it's red hot. Sure pop, some damn. Is that cushy foot gone? Shim, shimmy, twist and squirm like a worm. Shim, sham, shimmy, toe and heel it like you feel it. Step up, step up. Ready, let's go, that's your tempo. Pep up, oh, it sure looks hot. Hits the spot, do it, baby. Keep up with them, you're a wicked rhythm, lady. Do that wing and break, your shoulders got to shake. Everybody in town, breaking them down with shim, sham, shimmy. Yeah, shim, sham, shimmy, dance. It sure looks hot, hits the spot. Do it, baby. Keep up with them, you're a wicked rhythm, lady. Do that wing and break. Now your shoulders got to shake. Everybody in town, breaking them down with shim, sham, shimmy. Yeah, shim, sham, shimmy, dance.
Thank you. handyman. They want it every day. I've been saving it up for a long, long time. To give it away would be more than a crime. Your eyes may roll, your teeth may grit, but none of my money will you get. You can look in my bank book, but I'll never let you feel my purse. 'Cause I'm one woman, leaving safety first, safety first. If you want my money, yes, my plan, I'm saving it up for a real good man. I've got what it takes, but it breaks my heart to give it away. I've got what it takes, but it breaks my heart to give it away. It's in demand, folks crying for it every day. I've been saving it up for a long, long time. To give it away would be more than a crime. Your eyes may roll, your teeth may grit, but none of this small change will you get. You can look in my bank book, but I'll never let you put your hands on my purse. Lord, I'm one woman, leaving safety first, safety first. If you want my money, here's my plan. I'm not saving it up for no snake hip man. I've got what it takes, but it breaks my heart to give it away.
Thank you.
Clarence Williams' Blue Five, featuring Sidney Bechet on soprano sax, Louis Armstrong on trumpet, Charlie Irvis on trombone, Buddy Christian on banjo, Clarence Williams on piano, and Mrs. Clarence Williams, Eva Taylor, providing the vocal on I'm a Little Blackbird from December 17, 1924. I'm a Little Blackbird was preceded by I Got What It Takes, Bessie Smith with Clarence Williams' Washboard Band, May 15, 1929. I'm a Little Blackbird was written by Clarence Williams. Before that, we heard the Shim Sham Shimmy Dance, Clarence Williams' Jug Band with Clarence Williams on jug, and not one but two pianos, played by Willie the Lion Smith and Herman Chittison. Eva Taylor provided the vocal on that August 7, 1933 recording. And we began our tribute to Clarence Williams with Clarence Williams' Washboard Band once again, with Floyd Casey on washboard and Clarence Williams on piano, with another Clarence Williams composition, Cushion Foot Stomp. The female vocalist on that August 3, 1927 recording is unidentified. Last week, October 10th, marked the birth in 1903 in Russia of Vladimir Alexandrovich Dukhelsky, better known as Vernon Duke, popular song composer of the 1930s and 40s. His most famous songs include April in Paris, I Can't Get Started, What Is There to Say, Autumn in New York, and Taking a Chance on Love. He received his musical training in Russia and attended the Kiev Conservatory at age 13, where he became friends with Sergei Prokofiev and took lessons from Reinhold Glier. The family came to the U.S. in 1920, where Duke wrote classical music under the name of Dukhelsky and popular songs as Vernon Duke. In 1924, he traveled to Europe, where he wrote a ballet, two symphonies, and music for London musicals. After returning to the U.S. in 1929, his first American song was I Am Only Human, After All, for the Garrick Gaieties of 1930. He also wrote for the shows Walk a Little Faster and Ziegfeld Follies of 1934 and 36. His collaborators included Yip Harburg, Ira Gershwin, and Howard Dietz. He served as a lieutenant commander in the Coast Guard during World War II, where he wrote the score for the Coast Guard review called Tars and Spars, which starred Sid Caesar. Vernon Duke died in Santa Monica, California on January 16, 1969. Here are three from the pen of Vernon Duke.
To do are just the things I've got to do, for I am only human after all. Tell me, is it wrong to touch the skin I simply long to touch, when I am only human after all? I'm losing time, for I'm platonic with you, it's chronic with you, I fear. I'd rather be completely smothered by you than mothered by you, my dear. Talk is heavenly for two, but I want TNT for two, for I am only human after all. Thank you.
chestnuts in blossom, holiday tables under the trees, April in Paris, this is a feeling no one can ever reprise. I never knew the charm of spring, never met it face to face. I never knew my heart could sing, never miss a warm embrace, till April in Paris. Whom can I run to? What have you done to my heart?
Confusion, but are you an optical illusion? And if not, then what on earth are you doing to me? If my speech is willy-nilly, it's because I cannot gild the lily. I should love to sing your praises, but phrases and words are silly. What is there to say, and what is there to do? The dream I've been seeking has, practically speaking, come true. What is there to say, and how will I pull through? I knew in a moment contentment and home and just you. You are so lovable, so livable. Your beauty is just unforgivable. You're made to marvel at, and words to that effect. So, what is there to say, and what is there to do? My heart's in a deadlock, I'd even face wedlock with you.
Rudy Valley and his Connecticut Yankees and What Is There to Say, with the lyric by Yip Harburg for the Ziegfeld Follies of 1934. Before What Is There to Say, it was another Duke and Harburg collaboration, April in Paris, Henry Hall and the BBC Dance Orchestra from January 6, 1934. April in Paris is from Duke's first full Broadway score for the Beatrice Lilly review Walk a Little Faster. And we began our tribute to Vernon Duke with Joe Venuti and his New Yorkers and I'm Only Human After All. The vocalist on that September 6, 1930 OK recording was Scrappy Lambert. I'm Only Human After All was from the third edition of the Garrick Gaieties and was Duke's first Broadway musical. The lyrics were by Yip Harburg and Ira Gershwin. Composer Vernon Duke, born October 10th, 1903. I'm Glenn Robison, and I'm very pleased that you've chosen to spend this past hour listening to Rapidly Rotating Records. I hope you'll click in or tune in again next week and every week for more rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s, and music to which you can't not tap your toes. In the meantime, your comments and requests are always welcome and can be sent by email to glenn@rapidlyrotatingrecords.com or by postal mail to P.O. Box 145, Claremont, California, 91711. Until next week, this is Glenn Robison, and as always, I thank you for your very kind attention.